It's Preptober, and the Write Focus has our last preparation for the National Novel Writing Month in November. We're gearing up for NaNoWriMo, the largest writing challenge in the world. Every writer should participate at least once. What's the last work for Preptober? How do we stay motivated for these last 6 weeks of intense creativity for the year? This episode can help. Welcome to the Write Focus, a podcast for writers, from newbies to veterans and everyone in between. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. We're hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Each episode lasts as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Listen for links to show notes and resources at the end of our broadcast. Now, on to the episode. This week is our last opportunity to set everything we need for characters, 7 pivot points for our plot, our main conflicts, and we'll need minor ones as well. Last week was the world building. This week we need to discover the secondary and tertiary characters we already have in mind. Don't start writing yet. Well, you can, but that breaks the point of the writing challenge. 50,000 words in 1 month. In our show notes, we have links to the episodes from our summer series that give guidance for this week's works. Now, as the November 1 countdown winds down, we need to handle nuts and bolts. Move the last things out of the way for November. Decide when you will handle the have-tos, paying bills, Thanksgiving, any travel, errands, and shopping. We have 50,000 words in this month. 1,667 words per day. But actually, we should try for 2,000 words per day. Our focus this week is motivation with the last 7 of the 13 steps for dancing. Here we go. Step 7, be willing to have minor antagonists, not just minions of the main antagonist, but other antagonists. They need to be more local than the mastermind. Make each minor antagonist more difficult to defeat as the story progresses. Minor antagonists can be an unexpected twist when they're independent bad guys. Don't forget that minions of the major antagonist take various forms. Most are simply pawns, following orders without considering consequences. Some are scary evil, working for the antagonist because they enjoy evil. A few are reluctant, compelled by circumstance or coerced by the major antagonist to maintain their alliance to him. These characters offer great opportunities for angst. The best minions have plans to step in when the major antagonist falls. When we have this kind of minion, we have the chance to kill off the major antagonist at the 75% mark of the book, only to have the replacement step up and be more evil. Step 8 of the 13 steps for dancing. Be global with your antagonist. Having an institution as an antagonist will strengthen the protagonist. Defeating the institution will seem impossible. Defeating each minion should give a key to unlock the walls guarding the institution. The institution might be short-term planning and merely needs persuasion to overcome, or it's long-term planning, which needs a major takedown. The protagonist can enlist a counter-institution or release devastating information. The institution may not be defeated and destroyed completely. It can be blocked, caged, or weakened. And the institution may become the major antagonist for the whole series of books you decide to write. Step 9, be angsty. Strong protagonist, twisty antagonist, and clever surprises drive great storytelling. These 3 give all writers angst. When writers do their writing right, they also give their readers angst. Work in at least 2 betrayals in your novel. Have one early, before the 20% mark, and the other before the 3/4 mark of the story, around 60 to 70%. People hate betrayal. They remember it like acid burning their memories and their soul. Some people never quite recover from betrayal. Others keep waiting on the traitors to redeem themselves. That might could happen, but usually it doesn't. The betraying character is often called a shapeshifter in archetypal parlance. We have 2 forms. The character who seems to be working for the antagonist, but is not. Either this character was trapped into the appearance of alliance with evil, or this character is working on redemption. The other shapeshifter is a true traitor, the double agent, the one who appears to support the protagonist but has been working for the antagonist the whole time. Save the exposure of the true traitor for the latter part of your novel. Step 10. Use surprise. When you're trying to think of how to surprise the reader and your protagonist, you need to reject what most people would think of. Think harder. Not the first or second or third event. Go on to the fourth event. You may have to pace a lot in order to find it. Surprises keep stories moving and readers reading. When you can tie multiple surprises to your antagonist, you have great storytelling. Always think outside the box of what normal people would do. People were shocked by Gone Girl and The Sixth Sense. I figured both out from the promotions, but then I've taught story structure and character development for decades. It's hard to surprise me. Tilt your head sideways with your betrayals and antagonist and angst and surprises. Red herrings are examples of surprises. These are characters who distract from the major antagonist. Originally in the mystery genre, a red herring is a character who can be equally guilty of the crime. Except for a few planted and well-hidden clues, red herrings could be the actual murderer. Step 11, be disciplined with writing. Every writer of fiction, nonfiction, prose, poetry, book, film, play script needs discipline to succeed. Discipline begins with achievable writing goals. Think weekly, then divide into daily. Write your planned new words every day. No exceptions except injury or major events. Celebrations like family holidays and weddings and graduations and the like. Remember, Thanksgiving is coming. When I became serious about publishing, it took me a whole year to change my mindset from hobby writer to pro writer. My journey became the 7 lessons shared in Think Like a Pro. I started with 1,000 words daily as my minimum word count. That's about 2 hours. Think 2 500-word essays. Practice allows the words to come faster. Since that first true writing year, I've upped my word count, and I celebrate every time I achieve more than my new minimum. You can break up your writing sessions into smaller increments. Few of us are lucky enough to indulge in long daily writing sessions. Be realistic. Consider daily obligations. Pick an achievable goal. Less than you truly want, such as 500 words. 500 words builds to 3,000 a week, which is 12,000 a month. In 5 months of steady writing at this level, 500 words per day for 6 days each week, you achieve a 60,000-word novel, or 2 novellas, or half of an epic. Don't fret when a bad week occurs. Every day is a new day. Every week is a new week. Creating a devotion to writing is essential. Maintaining that devotion is a constant struggle. The longer you are away, the harder it is to return. Writing every day makes it much easier to recover from the bad days and the bad weeks. Step 12. Be a tracker. Track what you do in each writing session. Track where you're going for each session. And don't forget to be willing to go off track. Remember step 5 from the last episode. First, track your word counts for this week and the month and the season and the year. Keep a running word count to monitor success. Celebrate every major word count. 5,000 words, 10,000, 25,000, 50,000, 100,000 for the year, and more and more. You can easily achieve these numbers throughout the year. Maintaining this simple weekly word count will be the hardest thing you have done and will ever do. Maintaining it is crucial. The building word count of the manuscript helps you feel success. Fall off, hop back on. Any extra words make up for the falling off days, which will happen. Second, track your daily task. Track what occurred in each writing session by outlining it afterwards on a simple legal pad. This has a dual benefit. You don't get bored with a story by planning too much beforehand. You have a running list of events and basic info about scenes. When you finish, you can store this basic list updated with the final manuscript, which is helpful when you need to return to the manuscript months or years after. Third, track your projects and the stages of those projects. You have goals that you want to accomplish. Divide those into the projects with tasks that are necessary to accomplish those goals. Keep up with what you plan to accomplish as well as what you have accomplished. Know the stages for your projects. Any writing can be divided into ideas, rough shape, draft, proof plus, publishing. Each of these stages also has its own incremental divisions for the completion. Success occurs when you know where you are, where you've been, and where you're going. Nebulous thinking about the projects and stages and incremental divisions fosters an overwhelming dizzy ride. Carousels aren't really dizzy rides when you're on them. Step 13, our last step for dancing to be a rider, be a friend to jot list. Drum roll, please. This last step helps you enjoy the riding dance. Of course, with all advice, take it or leave it. What works for some will not work for others. However, end each session and begin each session with a jot list. The ending jot list will list what should occur next. Never write until the words run dry. Write for your allotted time, then make notes about what will happen next. Begin each session by reviewing the ending jot list, then create a new list before you start writing. Handwriting this list of words and phrases seems to engage the brain more than typing it does. You may not be able to hit all of the ideas in the next writing session. Those ideas then head into the next session or will be held in reserve for the appropriate upcoming scene. Always transfer the ideas over. Never trash them. The impish creative muse will not be amused if you trash ideas that she's given you. Don't offend the muse. She's got prickly thorns. These ending beginning lists do not count in your daily words. When away from the writing session, going about your daily life, the impish muse will tickle your subconscious brain and new ideas for your story will continue to develop. There, that's the 13 steps for anyone who wants to just start writing, whether it's a novel or a nonfiction work or poetry or a play. This advice works for any type of writing, including emails at work. Here's a bit of blatant self-promotion. Number one, if you truly want to write your first novel, or you want to complete that manuscript that you shoved into a drawer a few years ago because it wasn't working, then discovering your novel can help. That is our summer series on the writing craft for this podcast. Number two, if the problem was characters or plot, then try discovering characters or discovering your plot. See the resource list. Three, if you're struggling with the transition from writing as a hobby to writing seriously, so you can become a professional writer, you will find the 7 lessons in Think Like a Pro helpful. Yep, that's a guidebook too. Four, want something to keep you on track with projects and word counts? Try the Think Pro Planner for Writers. With daily word counts and project tracking, monthly and seasonal reviews and previews, and additional tips and guidance to help you with the transition from newbie to pro. Think Like a Pro and Think Pro Planner are available in print edition. Think Like a Pro is also an electronic edition. The Discovering Set is not yet available in paperback. That will happen soon, but from now on, I'm busy prepping for NaNoWriMo. And you should be too. Next week, we're in NaNoWriMo. We've had 3 days of writing. Don't get caught out. Keep up as much as possible. Don't wait for the weekend. Try to give an hour or an hour and a half every evening. That way leads to success. We here at The Right Focus are writing with you. Find a cooperative group. Sign up on the website for the National Novel Writing Month and prepare for the angst of daily writing. Inspiration for this week comes from Madeline Lingle. She says, I know writers who write only when inspiration comes. How would Isaac Stern play if he played the violin only when he felt like it? He would be lousy. Basically, she's saying don't wait upon inspiration. Writing is a labor of love. Habitual, if it is to be successful. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Rooms, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes and resource links for these and other episodes are at therightfocus.blogspot.com. Our music is licensed through Audio Jungle. It's called Background Music Logo, created by Alexander Polishchuk, known on Audio Jungle as Plastic 3. The music comes in 5 different iterations. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com if you have speculations, comments, or questions. When you find value in our content, share with your writing friends or write a review. We're small beans here. We don't have the advertising budget of the big peeps, and you can make a difference. And whatever occurs, write on.